Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, September 26, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in natural resource educator Anna Mitchell from UW-Madison Division of Extension Wood County. Right now, we have with us in studio our favorite people. Our favorite people, just period. We have the Hittners with us. I'm just going to introduce you guys as the Hittners now.
That's quicker. We don't have time for anything else.
Right, but we get right to it. But no. We have Katrina, Stephen, and Mike with us today. Yes. We have the gang.
Good morning to everybody in radio. I'm here mainly to add color for your morning.
We appreciate that.
And just to describe, his clothes are blue and green today, everyone.
Yeah, nice rich dark tones.
Some great stuff. And I was just thinking we need more color in this segment. So perfect. Excellent.
Yeah, James and I are rocking the blacks here. We need to switch it up a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
I want to get right into things over there because it's a busy time of year for you guys. We're going to talk anniversary in a little bit, have presentation recap. Mm-hmm. But first, what's happening over at the shop?
Yeah, so like always, it is that season. Everybody's feeling busy. We're all coming in, trying to boost up their immunity and everything like that. I just wanted to just touch base a little bit about a presentation that has gotten switched. We've been talking about it a lot. We are going to have an essential oil presentation, but it's going to switch a little bit. Same date, October 29th at 5:15. That's a Tuesday.
Same time.
All that's the same, but we're switching it. The essential oil presenter actually can't make it that day. But we're going to do something fun. We've been talking about doing for a while. And so it's going to be an experiment. It's going to be a fall panel discussion. So this one, we're not going to have Mike Hittner, but hopefully we can bring him into the panel discussion with all of his lovely years of experience. But at the store, we have a lot of experts in different things, whether it's pet health. We have two herbalists at the store. We have a nurse at the store. So we have a lot of diversity, and together we can really answer a lot of different questions. Mm-hmm. And so we're leaving it as come with your questions. They can be anything from digestive to prenatal health to pet health. I mean, you name it. And if we don't have an answer, we'll figure out an answer.
How about prenatal pet health?
We might be there. That might be two of us working together.
Pretty good.
See, they're already trying to get me on the spot this. It's great.
Katrina's ready for it. That's clear.
I love that it's your own family, too, doing it.
Yes, exactly.
It's so reminiscent of my own family.
She's used to it.
Yes, I am.
She can clearly handle anything. So it's going to be fun. And we I think we have done a panel discussion once years ago.
CBD days.
Yeah, when CBD was just kind of coming out. It was over 5 years ago, between 5 and 10 years ago. One of our earlier discussions, we brought a farmer, we brought an expert from the CBD industry, and something else. We had three different people. Mm-hmm. And that was one of our best attended lectures ever, was this panel discussion. And it was just, we thought about it, we're like, let's bring together some experts and just let people ask questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if people aren't sure kind of what to ask for questions, we're doing a thematic thing. Mm-hmm. So this one's going to be the fall theme.
Mm-hmm. We might talk about immune system. If it's crickets, we're not going to make it be crickets there. Sure. We're going to have discussion points that we're going to talk about. But ideally, it'll bring conversations about, it'll bring creativity and, of course, answering people's questions. Mm-hmm. So definitely start writing down your questions. Mark your calendar for October 29th at 5:15. It's our fall panel discussion.
When you do something like this and you keep it loose where you can kind of go from one topic to the next or kind of listen to the audience and kind of follow their lead, you only open yourself up to not only a real fun conversation, mm-hmm. but an opportunity for the community to be able to ask questions about things that maybe they don't normally get a chance to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a really wonderful idea. I actually think that this, with the popularity of something like this, you might end up getting yourselves in a routine here of doing this yearly
a fall and a spring one. So we're just trying it out. And so that'll be exciting.
Yep, definitely.
We'll be reminding the audience about that in our morning shows and everything. That's great to hear. That's a fun one.
Yes.
I know you wanted to get into anniversary talk. You
want
to dive right in?
Let's jump in. So Steve and I were just chatting with our dad before the radio, and Steven said, you probably started the anniversary events, didn't you? The customer appreciation days. So we have the expert here with us, Mike Hittner, the one who has started it really, as you know, he's always said so humbly, really, it's our thank you to the community for all their years of, working with us, for supporting us. We're a family-run business, and I think it's a great idea what you started,
30 years ago.
Yeah, 30 years ago. So, Do you want to give the context for anybody that's not new to what an anniversary sale is?
Or some highlights from past anniversaries, perhaps?
Well, the anniversary sale is, like Katrina said, was our giving back to the community for their support for so many, many, many years. And it's held in the fall, though actually our anniversary is in the spring. But because of the unknown weather in March, it was kind of decided, well, let's not do that. We may have a snow out or something like that. And so this was our time to do it in the fall. And I think it's worked really well for the community and for ourselves. And we love to see all the people. I mean, we see people we only see maybe a couple, three, four times a year. We see people we see once a week, and it's a great mix of people. And and the people come there, and they get to see the other people they know, and so it gets to be like a community event after a while, because everybody's visiting with everybody else and talking and saying, oh, I use this for this, and oh, you do, okay, and so it goes on and on from there. But I think it's a great time, and it's a celebration of the community, and it's our celebration of the people that come in and support us. So.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting to hear that, sir, because honestly, when I've been at this event over the years and I've heard people talk about this event over the years, the we're going to get to the sales, and you guys go above and beyond when it comes to sales and the different things that you offer during this event. But that's what I hear from people first and foremost, is that the people that they run into and get a chance to talk to. Terry and I were just talking about it, that this event is one of those ones that people look forward to, in part mainly just so they can run into people or have those conversations. Maybe even ask some of those questions that they haven't had a chance to ask that they have written down, Katrina, and they're like, oh, well, now I can ask it because I'm going there for this anyway.
Yep, exactly.
It's really cool what you've created with this, where it was an idea of, we want to thank the community, where the community has kind of been like, well, we want to throw this right back at you. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate what you have here and giving us an opportunity to be able to have these
James,
chances.
It's a mutual love affair.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And has been for a long time.
It has been for a while. So yeah, we're going to celebrate our 78th anniversary, which is incredible. And just to kind of give people like a little framework of what this one will look like. So it's on Friday, October 4th, and Saturday, October 5th. Our normal business hours those days. So Friday is 9 to 6 and Saturday is 9 to 4. It's going to be 20% off of supplements, homeopathics, CBDs, different, like all of our supplement line. And then the cosmetics as well. So essential oils, or maybe you need shampoo or toothpaste, whatnot. So it'll be 20% off of those things. And then what we love about it is there's a chance, right? My dad was saying, like, you get to connect with other community members. And I just heard this from someone else the other day saying, I'm just excited to come to see my friends. And I said, yes, I love this. It's a community event. It's so fun. But other things to look forward to for our anniversary. So, right, the 20% off of supplements and cosmetics. But we're going to have door prizes. So you sign up to win a door prize. And there's incredible door prizes.
And everybody always talks about how, like, they said, oh, I won a prize last year. And they say, I never win anything. Yeah. And that's because we try to get a lot of door prizes. Mm-hmm. So you got a high chance of winning. It's not like there's just one item sitting on there and it's like, oh, I'm not going to win that. You know, it's like oftentimes we have over 70 different door prizes. We're calling people for days.
Yeah, we are.
And it's a lot of fun. And it's always fun seeing people come in and say, oh, I never win anything. I'm so, like, they're just overjoyed. So that's something that's been really fun that our dad's actually done for a long time. Another kind of tradition that we've carried on that he started, I don't know when, we can ask him, maybe he'll remember, is giving away a free gift with each purchase. And so we've got, every year we kind of try to bring our best game to the show. Kind of, we're like, what can we give away this year? And we always want to give something to people that they could all use and they could appreciate, and something they can maybe even remember when they take it home. So that's also a really nice thing, is everybody goes home with a free gift. That's in addition to all the discounts like Katrina was
saying.
And
I think we should do a teaser. We're not going to say what it is, but we're going to be working with WHAM Incorporated.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice.
In Wisconsin Rapids.
With Phil Hartley. So we're really excited about that.
I do think that from now on, anytime Phil is talking about the company, WHAM! He has to do the WHAM! You have to say it that way.
I like it. Yeah.
I was in Point yesterday hanging out with my daughter doing a recording session, and Bree has been coming to Rapids here a little bit bit more, and she's been learning more about family natural foods. And I was telling her about the event here and everything.
She should come.
And one of the things she asked right away, being a younger person and everything as well, with all this stuff going on, do I have to do this? Do I have to do that? Do I have a QR code to hit? Do I have any? No. No, none of that. None of that. Nowadays, it feels like if you want a deal on something, you've got to literally jump through hoops. Like, you've got to have an app.
You
have
to sell your soul.
Yes, yeah, you're signing off your mortgage. You didn't even know you were doing it.
First child,
yeah, whatever. Rumpelstiltskin coming over. Like, it's all these different things. You guys,
we keep it simple.
Just come by.
Yep, it's, and I mean, you can ask the questions if something's on sale or not, but a lot of things are on sale, and it's going to be fun, right? The door prizes we have, the sales that are happening, the free gift that you get, there's often free samples out front. We're going to have some different representatives with different companies that will be coming in as well, talking about certain brands that people might be familiar with, like True Grace,
which is a great Wisconsin-based company.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They got a really, really excellent person there working, and they can answer all the, you know, all the questions and more. We can cover a lot of them, but she'll do a great job. On Friday, we have Peter from Nature's Plus, and mm-hmm. I think my dad worked with Peter. Like, that's how long Peter's been in this industry. Wow. So he knows everything.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual to get a rep that actually calls on you nowadays. Yeah. You know, most of them are over the phone or the internet or something, mm-hmm. but actually a rep that calls on you, he's been doing it for about 25 years, so that's really, really magic there.
Yeah, yeah. Peter's a great guy. I just love connecting with him because he's very genuine. He's from Minnesota, mm-hmm. so, you know, kind of like our neighbor here. Yeah. And
That's Friday. We're going to have her name is Liz, and she's works with – we've talked about Gaia, that company mm-hmm. that's it's out of North Carolina. It's a certified organic herbal company. They do really great blends and clean gummies, not the ones that are taste like sugar.
Made with fruit juices. Mm-hmm. And it's like the kind of thing you'd want to give to your kids or yourself for that matter.
Yeah, so she'll be doing that and some protein powder sampling as
well.
Lots of
things to taste.
Then we have his name is Philip, and he's with Clover Meadows. It's an amazing grass-fed A2 casein-free milk that is just north, like near Wausau. Mm. And so he'll be doing yogurt samples and milk samples. That's on Saturday. And you'll taste, people will describe it and they'll say, this is how milk should taste. This is how the milk I grew up on, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what you want. It's non-homogenized, you know, it's what you want.
Yeah, I've had people come in and say like, oh, I grew up on a dairy farm. And I remember going into the bulk tank and, you know, getting fresh milk. And they'll say, I've heard more than one person say this, it tastes like that. I haven't tasted that kind of milk since I was a kid on a farm. And it's because all this milk comes from one farm. Mm. So most of the times when you get milk, it probably comes from 100, I don't know how many farms, 1,000, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, this all the milk comes from one farm. It's biodynamic, which is actually above and beyond organic. Mm. So if you haven't heard of biodynamic, it's I would compare it to organic standards. Mm. So very high, you know, standards. Everything's in glass. Mm. So you don't have all the plastic going on. Mm. And it's non-homogenized, like Katrina said, and it's
low heat pasteurization. You have to legally have it pasteurized in the state of Wisconsin, but it's low heat.
But it doesn't have to be homogenized. So this isn't homogenized again. Mm. Really, really amazing stuff. And the yogurts are probably my favorite personally because I'm a big yogurt fan. And they all have like basically three ingredients, milk, the culture, and then like
maple syrup.
Mm.
Or berries.
Like actual
fruit. Oh my
God,
that sounds awesome.
You know, real fruit. It's like a smoothie almost. It's
so
great. We sell so much of this yogurt. Like how much are we going through a week or so now?
I don't know. I can't keep track
of
it. We're getting another order of it this week.
Yeah.
So
that's
the good news.
I think
it's
like over 24 bottles a week or so, which is a lot for these are full size bottles. These aren't like little like day size. So anyways, I'm really excited. We've never had him there before. That'll be great. We've also got Tom Heck coming in.
Tom Heck with Terry Naturally. So we've had him years ago, but Terry is such a strong brand for us at the store. It's really nice to have people ask questions, and Tom is great there to really, you know, give some samples out as well as really direct your questions.
And Tom is like, people have kind of got to know Tom because he's
they know his
with,
name.
They've worked with Terry. He's worked with Terry Natural since the beginning of the company. Mm-hmm. And so like, I've known him forever. I'm just like, he's like synonymous with the company. Mm-hmm. So everything that people like about Terry, they really appreciate about Tom. He's very genuine and he knows the answers about all the products and stuff. So definitely any questions for about Terry Naturally, the company, stop in and talk to Tom.
Yeah. So this is going to be October 4th and 5th, our anniversary customer appreciation sale. Definitely come join, bring a friend, come on Friday, decide to come back Saturday. We have people do that. We love it. We love smiling and thanking the community, which has been really fun. Do you have any little stories of past stories?
I think this would be a fun one for you guys. There's two different things that I remember he was doing with the anniversary event. One, we had Spiros come in, who's a local community guy, likes doing video recording and stuff. And he kind of did like a little documentary. We talked to customers. My dad was kind of like the head interviewer. So he would go around and talk to the customers, and Spiros would record it. And then we got we connected with some like customers who'd been shopping there for years, and that was fun. And some new customers too.
And I think Zach that time did a drone over the store and people coming in and that sort of thing. So that
we had fun footage of that. Mm-hmm. And then we've also often had music at it.
Mm-hmm. Leanne.
And Leanne would probably be the most famous. Do you want to talk about Leanne and what she did and how you started that?
Well, we just wanted to add a little pizzazz, and we had some polka dancers in our employee base. And so Leanne is from Port Edwards area, and she plays, the accordion and everything like that. And she usually brings a friend or two that plays either a horn or something else. And so we got Leanne in there for a number of years, and customers were going in the back, and we cleared out a space, and they were poking and just listening to music. And so it was a great addition. We actually even left the door open so people could hear it up front a little bit too. Awesome. So and it kind of drew people in because they loved it. They loved the music and the great polka music that Leanne plays. So
that sounds awesome.
Totally. I also a memory that I think of kind of through my childhood and helping out with the store is we had a gentleman named Steve Gillis, and he was the Barleans representative, and he would make
the popcorn.
And he would sprinkle the Barleans flax oil on top, and a lot of people would recognize and remember that. But the smells and the sounds we'd have music in the back, popcorn popping. I mean, it's like
a good time. The flax oil on it, James and people in Radioland, it tastes almost exactly like butter. So you get the benefits of the flax oil, but without the extra things that maybe you don't need from extra butter, but you don't have the calories and everything else, and you got the benefits. It's a great mix.
Ooh,
and Steve came up with that on his own, I believe.
Mm-hmm. He was great. So we'll have to, maybe for the 80th anniversary, we'll have to bring back the popcorn and
some polka
dancing.
You and I are thinking the same thing, man.
So stay tuned.
Got it. Definitely going to have to bring that one back at some point.
Okay, so we have a few minutes to recap digestive health.
Yes.
So let's see.
Presentation. So we kicked off our presentation series this week. It was on Tuesday. And we had Dr. Tracy come through. Mm-hmm. And she's so great. She's a naturopathic doctor. She's been doing this for 20 plus years. Folks who come to it always come again. Like, they really like what she has to talk about, because digestive health kind of relates to everybody. We can all improve our digestion. Doesn't matter if it's acid reflux, constipation.
Or like Dr. Tracy was saying, if you're eating foods, right, foods have nutrients in them, or your supplements have nutrients in them. If you have a good digestive system, you're going to absorb things way better. So
it's not,
everybody should
say,
really
it's,
work
it's
on
not
it.
It's not what you eat. It's what you absorb.
Yes.
And I think that's something that we don't always think about. And that's why we really love the company she works with is Vital Planet. Brenda Watson is the founder of that company, and she's been doing digestive health for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all she does. So to have a company that's really focused on that is really special, and I think it's an important pillar of our speaker series to always have at least one or two events throughout the year about digestive health. And Dr. Tracy kicked us off really well with that. And I encourage people to stay tuned on our future speaker series. We have, we're going to have one each month, and they're going to be great. They're free to attend. There's usually some free gifts and giveaways or some at this event.
Mm-hmm. Three people left with something that was going to be benefiting them for sure. Go ahead,
I was just going to say real quick, in the time that I've talked to her or read about her, one of the things that came up I thought that was really noteworthy is how many people she talks to that don't realize they're having digestive issues until they talk to her or hear her talk. And like, oh, wait, that's not normal? Or,
yeah.
I'm dealing with something, because we don't talk about it that much, so we don't even know what normal is for a lot of the time. So, yeah, I encourage others to check out a lot of the work that she's doing over there, because she's really a smart person when it comes to this topic and really makes you comfortable talking about these things.
Yeah, we talked about poop. We talked about that. She talked about what poop should look like. And I was trying to remember what the name is. The bricks. There's a you can look and actually see what your poop should look like.
She's great at this stuff, and just so like really good at talking about it, where it's just like you're talking about anything else.
For sure.
Makes you really comfortable.
And she reminded us too that 70% of your immune system lives in your digestive system. So another reason of keeping it clean, keeping it healthy. We can recap on this probably for hours longer, it's definitely something we can all use, whether it's our brain, our digestive system. It's fantastic. So definitely come and ask us questions. We'll try to do our best recap on it.
Oh, yeah. It's all fresh in our mind now. So if you got any questions on digestive health,
come
in this week, next week, but it's fresher than ever. And we got some extra handouts and stuff we could give folks too if they come in and just want to ask us for them.
And keep in mind, everybody, that the Gang of Family Natural Foods is always anxious to answer your questions. They are there for that and as much as to say hi and greet you. Visit our friends over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And you guys are going to be with us before the sale, aren't you?
No, this is it. So just a reminder, we have our 78th Customer Appreciation Sale, and it's going to be on Friday, October 4th and Saturday, October 5th. Come celebrate with us.
We will be sure to make sure that you guys get a great turnout. Not that you need us, but we will be sure to be raving about this on the morning show and everything and make sure you guys have a good turnout. And I'll see you down there. I'll be down there as well.
Great.
And thank you both, as always. Love talking with you guys. Mike, I don't ever really interview you. We're co-hosts. We co-host together.
Yes,
I appreciate that, sir. It's also interesting to hear about the documentary thing you guys were talking about,
because
I get that all the time when I get him out of the air with me. I always get to co-host with him, so it's great. Good to see you, sir. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, James and WFHR.
Find out more at FamilyNaturalFood.com, FamilyNaturalFood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the cool things that they are doing over there at Family Natural Foods. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.